This is JIS News. Coming up, 5 additional guaranteed service standards for the JPS to attract automatic compensation, SRC to install biodigester systems at hospitals, and increased rainfall expected for next year. The news in detail after this message.
I work with ladies in our prison system who never learned how to read. This can be very frustrating for them. So when I'm able to plant the seeds of education, I can watch these ladies grow and develop. It makes me feel so good. When they run to you with their CXC passes and tell you thanks, I know that I am making a real difference. I am Ethel Morgan of the Department of Correctional Services, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Now the news. As of January 1, 2016, another 5 guaranteed service standards for the Jamaica Public Service Company Limited, JPS, will attract automatic compensation to customers where breaches occur. Public education specialist at the Office of Utilities Regulation, the OUR, Elizabeth Bennett Marsh, says as of next month, 13 of the 17 guaranteed standards applicable to the JPS will attract automatic compensation for customers. The plan is for all 17 standards to attract automatic compensation by June 2016. Mrs. Bennett Marsh is urging customers to learn more about the guaranteed standards and report breaches where they occur.
We continue to ask customers to be just as vigilant, so that they have to monitor when there is a breach. Do not drop on their laurels and notify the company. And if they do not see the compensation credited to their bills within the next billing cycle, then they have a duty to make contact with the company to inform them about it.
Customers may visit our.org.jm to learn more about the guaranteed standards. Guaranteed standards are performance measures imposed by the OUR, which guide the provision of services delivered by JPS, the National Water Commission, and other utility providers. If the companies fail to meet these standards, affected customers are entitled to compensation, which is applied as a credit to their accounts. The Scientific Research Council, SRC, is partnering with the Ministry of Health to install biodigester septic tank systems in 5 hospitals. Executive Director of the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley, says once installed, the biodigester septic tanks, designed and patented by the council, will provide the hospitals with a variety of specialized functions.
We are working on a project with the Ministry of Health, replacing 5 hospitals across Jamaica with biodigester systems that can treat their waste. And not only treat the waste, but convert it into useful energy in the form of biomethane and fertilizer, in terms of organic fertilizer, as well as the irrigation quality water.
Dr. Riley adds that the SRC has installed over 500 of its patented biodigester septic tank systems across Jamaica and is looking to export the technology to other countries in the region. He was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne on the JIS television program Issues and Answers. Jamaicans should expect increased rainfall for the first half of 2016. That's the word from Director of the Meteorological Service, Jeffrey Spooner, who made the prediction at a recent press conference in New Kingston.
If we look at the prediction for March, April, May, the prediction is for above normal rainfall. So above normal rainfall getting into our secondary rainfall period is the prediction for the first half of the year.
Mr. Spooner adds that while an increase in rainfall should be expected starting next March, the usual dry period from January to February will still occur. He says the increase in rainfall beginning March will be as a result of the projected weakening of the El Niño phenomenon, which has been characterized by the increase in drought conditions. Meanwhile, Director of the Meteorological Service Jeffrey Spooner is urging residents in parishes still experiencing drought-like conditions to take precautions going into the new year.
For those areas that are going into the dry period with a deficit in rainfall, we need to ensure that we manage our water availability carefully to sustain us throughout the dry period.
The parishes of St. Mary and Clarendon continue to experience drought conditions regardless of the increase in rainfall. Mr. Spooner says the country as a whole has moved out of the drought period, receiving 71% of expected rainfall up to November this year. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.